welcome to Engagement Head. This is show number 22. I'm Sloppy Dave. Today is May 19th, 2006. Apologize, it's been almost a month since the last show, which was April 22nd. A lot has happened, so let's just go ahead and get into the show. I'm doing this the show solo. I'm back in Raleigh for the summer, and all my other co-hosts are spread across the state, so I'll probably do a few shows by myself and get a few friends from high school to come on the show, like Gabe did and Haas has, so I'm sure I'll have a lot of random different people on the show. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and start my month recap. The end of the semester was interesting. I did a lot of studying for exams and whatnot. I did pretty well on all my exams, I guess. There was one. I was getting drunk at a lot of inopportune moments throughout the, last week or so. By the way, I'm having a Partagas Serie D number 4 right now. So if you notice a few pauses, it's because I'm actually smoking a cigar simultaneously. What was I talking about? Getting drunk at inopportune moments, like before class, just drinking in the morning at like 8 in the morning until I go to class, and I was doing stupid stuff like that. Well, I actually took my music theory 4 exam drunk. I don't know why. I was dealing with a lot of retarded crap at the end of the semester, so that's just kind of what I did, I guess. Smart or not, but whatever. I ended up making pretty good grades. I got 7 A's and 2 B's, which was pretty cool. I did get an A in theory, which was funny to me since I ended up taking the exam drunk, but I was drinking a lot over at in my future apartment. I guess I should tell everyone, all the listeners of the show, who the people I'm going to be living with are. It's this it's these three guys, Bill, Dave, and Haas, and Haas has been on the show. Haas and Bill and I all went to Enloe High School together. I'm not sure where Dave went. I think he's from Cary. But anyway, they're all basically a year ahead of me in college, but I'm going to be rooming with them. It's going to be a lot of fun, I hope. Towards the last few weeks, Bill got an Xbox 360, so we spent a lot of time playing that. And by a lot of time, I mean a lot of time playing that. It was a good time. He had Fight Night 3, which was awesome. I love that game. And he had, we played Grand Theft Auto on it. And what else did he have? There was a tennis game he played, and a shooting game. I forgot what it is right now, though. Ghost Recon, yeah, that's it. It was pretty fun. I guess the last thing I did, as far as school goes, was I had a pledge class meeting. Find me Alpha, of course, at Krispy Kreme with all the guys in my pledge class, which was fun just to see them all again at the end of the semester. Let's see, I had ordered these PSD4s, the one I'm smoking right now. I ordered a box of them, I guess, a month and a half ago or so. They came in about a month ago. I wrote it down somewhere and don't remember right now, but anyway, they're really good. I'll get into that later. Another thing I've been doing this summer is going to Herity's Cafe on Saturday nights. I did it last summer. My friend Jacob plays saxophone over there. He also works there. It's a coffee shop kind of thing, and they have desserts and whatnot. Me and my friends just go and listen. I guess if I wanted to, he'd probably let me sit in with him, but I haven't really played trombone in a while, I guess, now. So I don't know. We'll see. I might go to a few jam sessions this summer. It could be fun. I've been working at North Carolina Department of Transportation, also known as NCDOT. I worked there for the past 2 summers. It's an internship. Basically, I just do whatever they tell me to do. They gave me this job last summer of scanning in about 30,000 documents, and I did that last summer, and it took every day of the whole time I was there, and I didn't finish until the very last hour of the time I was there, and it's pretty horrible. And so I was hoping I wouldn't be doing that when I came back, but I ended up doing it again. They had some more of the same documents for me to scan, one page at a time, mind you, and I had to unstaple these things, and it was freaking ridiculous. But at any rate, I finished what they thought was going to take probably half the summer and 2 weeks. I've been working at DOT for 2 weeks now, And so they've run out of things for me to do, and it's pretty funny. Another intern, this guy from State, his name is LT, and I worked with him 2 summers ago. Last summer he couldn't work with me, but he's back this summer. So we basically walk around and just goof off for $10.63 an hour, which is what they pay me, basically doing nothing. Lately this week they've been having us shred things, important documents. Actually, I'm fairly certain I could sue the government or something, because they have a lot of sensitive information that they shouldn't have about people that I've been shredding. But I'm not into suing people, so I'm just not going to do that, I guess. Been planning a trip to Europe. I got a job. I'm not sure if I mentioned this earlier on another podcast, but I got a job at International Trombone Festival 2006, which is in Birmingham, England. And that's going to be a week-long festival. I went last year to the ITF 2005 and had a great time, met a lot of cool people. That was down in New Orleans. So this one's in England. I've never been out of the country. I'm really excited. I've always thought about living outside of the country when I got out of college and everything. But so I'll be visiting England. I'm also planning on visiting Italy, France, Germany, and the Netherlands. I guess I'm basically telling you guys this. If you've been over to Europe and you have any suggestions of anywhere to go, just let me know, because I'm definitely open to any suggestions. So that's cool. I guess that's my month recap, basically. Right now would normally be the Pirate Rants section, but there aren't going to be any Pirate Rants this week. I'm just trying to keep the show somewhat short. I'm sure it's going to get boring just listening to me ramble on about stuff. But anyway, let's go into the last week's top 5 poll results. The topic was favorite childhood cartoon. In third place, with 0 votes tied, is The Best Western Across the Street from my Future Apartment and The Three-Fifths Compromise. In second place, tied with 1 vote each, Simpsons and Rocko's Modern Life, 2 of my favorites. And in first place, with 10 votes, is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So I suppose Haas won that top 5, so congrats to Haas. No prize or anything, except the gratitude of the show or whatever the hell, you know. I'm not doing a top 5, I'm going to do a top 15 since I'm the only one doing it. It's my top 15 cigars list, and this should be pretty interesting. I'm hoping it's not going to be too long of a segment. I constructed a top 15 list, I guess a month or so ago. It constantly changes depending on what I smoke and how often I smoke a certain cigar, learning about different cigars and whatnot. But anyway, I've constructed this top 15 list, and I'm going to go through and just talk about each one, I guess. Number 1 is a Partagas Serie D number 4, like I've got right now. These cigars are made in Cuba. It's a Robusto size. I think it's actually 5x50, which is the traditional Robusto size. I'm not completely sure. I've only had a few of them, but they're so far my favorite cigar. I don't know what else to say about them. I don't have too much information on these, I guess. I like a punch cut on them. I've tried guillotining them, but I end up with a weird draw, I guess. Although I'm having a weird draw on this one right now. Working a little bit harder than I'd like to, but that's okay. I don't know. I've always liked these. They're constructed really well. I'm just going to move on to the next one. Let's see. The number 2 is the Vegas Robina Familiar, which is also made in Cuba. I love these things. They're pretty small, I guess. About a Corona size, roughly. I had someone sell them to me, actually, on Club Stogie. So I'm grateful to that person, although I can't remember who it is right now. But anyway, they're wonderful. I had 3 of them over the past 6 months, and I really like them. Next up is the Oliva Master Blends 2 Robusto. So what I'm doing with the Cuban cigars is basically just bullshitting, I guess. But with all the domestic cigars, I've got my Perelman's Pocket Cyclopedia of Cigars 2006 edition. So I'm just going to read a little bit about each one. So the Oliva Master Blends 2 Robusto, I'm going to turn to that page and set my cigar down. All right, let's see. Oliva. I've marked all the pages, but I'm still going to probably be a little slow. All right, Master Blends 2. They're handmade in Nicaragua. It says, this is a limited edition cigar introduced in 2004 with a full-bodied flavor offered in boxes of 20 with a total production of 375,000 cigars. The Master Blends 1 debuted in 2003, making the same three shapes, but of all Nicaraguan tobacco. And the one I like is the Robusto, which is a 5x50 size. The wrapper is Ecuadorian. The binder and filler are both Nicaraguan, and I'm a fan of Nicaraguan tobacco. That's my I don't know about favorite. Favorite would have to be between Cuban and Nicaraguan, I suppose. I haven't had enough Cubans really to judge, to be honest, but I'm still, you know, delving in the Cubans. Next up is the Padron Anniversary 1964 Principe Maduro. Let's see what I can read specifically. I can't really read specifically about... Yeah, I can. Okay. 1964 Anniversary Series. They're made in Honduras and Nicaragua. I guess they have two factories. They're Nicaraguan Puro. Let's see. The Principe Maduro is a Corona extra size. It's 4.5x46. Let's see, the blurb says, the 1964 Anniversary Series was introduced to considerable acclaim in 1994 as a salute to the 30th anniversary of the Padron line. It offers a smooth flavor with four-year-age tobaccos in both sun-grown and Maduro wrapper shades. It's a limited production series, and all boxes have 25, except for the Torpedo, which has 20. To assure customers of authenticity, a special band with individual numbering is attached to foil counterfeiters. So I find that interesting. I love the Padron line. I love all Padrons, but the Anniversary is definitely the top of the line that they have right now. Let's see, next up, Ramon Alone Specially Selected. I only had one of these, but I remember loving it. It's a Cuban cigar. I seem to remember that it was medium to full-bodied, and I think it was a Robusto size. I don't remember too much about it. I just remembered loving it. Next up on my list is the Avo No. 9 Maduro. And it's a Robusto size. It's 4.75x48 ring size. It's made in the Dominican Republic. The wrapper is USA Connecticut, and the binder and filler are both Dominican Republic. Blah 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 blah. I don't know. I don't really want to read this blurb. It's not too interesting. I just love the Avo No. 9 Maduro. Let's see. And actually, I guess I can say Avo just came out with an 80th. Anniversary cigar to commemorate Avo Yevuzian's Yevuzian? I'm not sure. He's actually a jazz pianist. I should know this, but he also makes the Avo line. It's to commemorate his 80th birthday, so that's pretty interesting. It's a limited edition line. I'll probably try it later on, but probably not this summer. I'm saving money for Europe, so I've cut down on my cigars. If you want to send me cigars, give me an email and I'll let you know how to do that, because that would be great. Next on my list is the Padron 2000 Maduro. This is my go-to cigar. I've probably had more of this cigar than anything else. Well, maybe not. Nah, I don't know. I've had a lot of them. The Padron family began manufacturing cigars by hand in Miami in 1964, using the experience of their Cuban forefathers who began making cigars in 1853. Only Cuban seed tobaccos aged for 2.5 years are used in the manufacture of this medium to full-bodied range from all Nicaraguan tobaccos and factories in Honduras and Nicaragua. Let's see. So, obviously it's a Nicaraguan Puro. The 2000 Maduro is a 5x50 size, which is, of course, a Robusto. I love these things. They're very creamy, earthy, they have a little bit of spice. They're complex, they burn well, they draw well. I mean, they're pretty much a perfect everyday cigar to me. Next on my list is the La Gloria Cubana Serie R Maduro No. 4. The La Gloria Cubana Serie R Maduro No. 4, or the LGC SRM, as it's known online, is a very nice cigar. Serie R line debuted in 1999, and it's a full-bodied flavor in both natural Maduro wrappers. The No. 4 is a 4.875x52. It's the smallest Serie R size. When La Gloria Cubana put these out, they wanted to kind of appeal to the more full-bodied smokers, and you know, it's supposed to be considered, quote, a man's cigar. It's a pretty dark wrapper. A lot of people say that they're dyed. I haven't had confirmation on whether they are or not, but at any rate, I really like them. Let's see. Next up is the Hoyo de Nicaragua Antaño 1970 Consul. I recently got into these. I actually had just added these onto the list within the past week, although I've been smoking them for a little while. It takes a little while to get on my top 15 list, I guess. They're a Nicaraguan Puro, and the Antonio line is a full-powered blend. It's supposed to be full-powered, but also smooth and not harsh, similar to the VSGs, the Ashton VSGs, and the Opus X's and whatnot. It debuted in 2002, and the console is a Robusto. It's a 4.5x52 size, and that's my favorite kind. So next up is the CAO MX2 Robusto. It's number 10 on my list. They were introduced in 2003. It's a unique blend focusing on two Maduro leaves for the wrapper and the binder. However, the wrapper is from Connecticut, and the binder is from Brazil. The filler is from Dominican Republic, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Peru, which is very interesting. So that makes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 different sources for the tobaccos, which is interesting and somewhat unique. It says, the results when combined with a Four Nation filler recipe is a sweet medium body taste offered in three large sizes, which permit a full tasting of the blend in boxes of 20. I definitely agree with that. Number 11 on my list is Ashton VSG Illusion, which is made in the Dominican Republic. It's got a Ecuadorian wrapper, and the binder and filler are both Dominican Republican. The Illusion is a Lonsdale. It's a 6.5x44. The blurb says, the Ashton Virgin Sun-Grown series was introduced in November 1999 and brings a full-bodied taste to the Ashton line. It features an Ecuadorian-grown wrapper with an extra Lajero leaf in the blend for a maximum in flavor. The all-box-press Stogies series is offered in elegant boxes of 24, except for the Enchantment offered in 22s and the Wizard in 37s. I really like the Ashton VSG line. Ashton's how I got into cigars, basically. Through the classic line, although I consider them a bit mild for me now. Ashton's a pretty solid line. Next up is the Arturo Fuente Hemingway short story. It is number 12 on my list. The short story is a 4x49 Robusto size, although I'd say it's smaller than a Robusto size, simply because it's a Figurado, and so essentially, I guess, maybe a quarter of an inch to half an inch is basically just a tail of the cigar, not really a full thing. The full girth of the cigar, I suppose. These are made in the Dominican Republic. The wrapper is Ecuador or Connecticut. It's Cameroon. The binder is Dominican Republic, and so is the filler. There's a long blurb on Arturo Fuente. Most people know about Arturo Fuente. So I'm just going to read about the Hemingway line. A medium to full body taste. The Hemingway series is a little mellower, thanks to an additional 140 days of aging. So that's basically all about that, I guess. The Avo line, again, appears on my top 15 list with the Avo XO. The XO series was introduced in the early 1990s and offers a medium body blend of six tobaccos using a Dominican-grown Havana seed binder with the Connecticut shade wrapper. I like the Intermezzo size, which is a Robusto. It's a 5.5x50. The wrapper is Connecticut, and the binder and filler are Dominican Republic. Next on my list, number 14, is the Indian Tobacco Maduro Tomahawk, and Indian Tobacco's Maduro Tomahawk was the first box I ever got, actually, from CigarsInternational.com back last summer, I guess, around this time, for $59 for a box of 25, pretty good price. Let's see what the information says. It's the original Indian Tobacco line, but updated for 2003 with a fearsome, quote, Corojo wrapper grown in Honduras. The blend is medium-bodied, however, with a sweet finish. The wrapper is Honduras, the binder is Nicaraguan, and the filler is Honduran and Nicaraguan. So, that's pretty cool. Finally, I know this has been a long segment, but I've been wanting to do this for a while. I hope some people have gotten some enjoyment out of it. Otherwise, you can fast forward, I guess. Well, I should have said that at the beginning. Whatever. finally, number 15, the Savinelli Liga Especial Robusto. It's made in Nicaragua. It's a Nicaraguan Puro, which might be why I like it. The Robusto is obviously a Robusto size. It's 5x50. It's a Nicaraguan Puro with a medium to full body introduced in 2005. It's made by Tabacos Puros and offered in boxes of 20. I love these things. They're a great value for the money. So that's my top 15 list. You can find my personal cigar blog, actually. I do reviews and talk about what people should buy. And I guess I should put links up and stuff. I basically just started it within the past few months. Well, you can go to http://asloppydave.blogspot.com. I'll put a link in the show notes. So that's my top 15 for the week. And actually, I think I'll put a top 15 voting list, or maybe top 10. I'm not sure how many choices I can have, but I'll definitely put, I think I'll put up a poll. I think that would be cool to see if anyone else is interested in the same stuff I am. Here's the joke of the week. If operating systems ran the airlines, this is how it would go. Unix Airways. Everyone brings one piece of the plane along when they come to the airport. They all go out on the runway and put the plane together piece by piece, arguing nonstop about what kind of plane they are supposed to be building. Air DOS. Everybody pushes the airplane until it glides, then they jump on and let the plane coast until it hits the ground again. Then they push again, jump on again, and so on. Mac Airlines. All the stewards, captains, baggage handlers, and ticket agents look and act exactly the same. Every time you ask questions about details, you are gently but firmly told that you don't need to know, don't want to know, and everything will be done for you without your ever having to know, so just shut up. Windows Air. The terminal is pretty and colorful with friendly stewards, easy baggage check and boarding, and a smooth takeoff. After about 10 minutes in the air, the plane explodes with no warning whatsoever. Windows NT Air. Just like Windows Air, but costs more, uses much bigger planes, and takes out all the other aircraft within a 40-mile radius when it explodes. Linux Air. Disgruntled employees of all the other OS airlines decide to start their own airline. They build the planes, ticket counters, and pave the runways themselves. They charge a small fee to cover the cost of printing the ticket, but you can also download and print the ticket yourself. When you board the plane, you are given a seat, four bolts, a wrench, and a copy of the seathowto.html. Once settled, the fully adjustable seat is very comfortable. The plane leaves and arrives on time without a single problem. The in-flight meal is wonderful. You try to tell customers of the other airlines about the great trip, but all they can say is, "You had to do what with the seat?" I find that a somewhat funny joke. It's just poking fun at all the computer operating systems available nowadays. As everyone knows, I'm a Mac user, but it's somewhat funny that it somewhat rings true. I hope you enjoyed the show. The outro song for this week's show is Fish with Run Like an Antelope from Live Fish 16. It was a show in Las Vegas, Nevada from October 31st, 1998. You can visit our website at http://engagementhead.blogspot.com. Please vote for us on Podcast Alley if you like what you're hearing. There's links on that for that. Please join our Frapper Math if you're interested. Email us at engagementhead@gmail.com. You can call us at I totally don't even remember, at 1-206-203-4323 or 1-206-20-E-HEAD. So that's all the contact information. It's been so long since I did a show. I hope you enjoyed it, though. So I'm Sloppy Dave, and I will see you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. what's happening. Set the gear shift for the high gear of your soul.